The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 12, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bahyas Prasheshva Shaktatma. Vindat yatmani yat sukham. Sabrahma yoga yuktatma. Sukham akshayam ashnute. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. Purport. Sri Jamunacharya, a great devotee in Krishna consciousness, said, Yadavadi mama chaita Krishna padaravinde Nava-nava-rasa-dhamanur-yattaram-tumasit Tadavadi-vatta-nadi-sangame-smaryamane Bhavati-mukha-vikara-shushtu-nishtivanam-cha. Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in Him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought, and my lips curl with distaste. A person in Brahma Yoga, or Krishna consciousness, is so absorbed in the loving service of the Lord that he loses his taste for material sense pleasure altogether. The highest pleasure in terms of matter is sex pleasure. The whole world is moving under its spell, and a materialist cannot work at all without this motivation. But a person engaged in Krishna consciousness can work with greater vigor without sex pleasure, which he avoids. That is the test in spiritual realization. Spiritual realization and sex pleasure go ill together. A Krishna conscious person is not attracted to any kind of sense pleasure due to his being a liberated soul.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So So this verse describes something which is very, very wonderful. Do you know what is that wonderful thing that it describes? It is called Krishna consciousness. Someone who is Krishna conscious is called a liberated person. And he is not attracted to any kind of material sense pleasure. Even sex pleasure does not attract him. Why? Because he's in a state of trance. Enjoying the pleasure within. Did you know that there's pleasure within? That doesn't require any sense enjoyment at all? Did you know there was an unlimited reservoir of pleasure within? You don't need sex pleasure. You don't need tongue pleasure. You don't need all these kinds of sense gratificatory pleasures. Because there is unlimited pleasure available for you within. And someone who is Krishna conscious, they are in a state of trance, always enjoying that pleasure within. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if they're famous or if nobody's ever heard of them. It doesn't matter if they're sick or old, or sick or healthy. It doesn't matter if they are old or they are young. It doesn't matter if they are male or female. Of course, they are not actually male or female. That is simply a covering. It doesn't matter what is their situation in this material system. The Krishna conscious person is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. That is called samadhi. And then Krishna concludes the verse, this most wonderful sloka. He says, in this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness. How does he do that? He concentrates on the Supreme. He always stays fixed in thoughts of Krishna. He never allows himself to be diverted from Krishna consciousness, not even for a minute. If you're getting unlimited pleasure, millions of times greater than any pleasure of this material world, then how you could be tempted by something that's of an inferior quality? You see, a little child, if he sees a penny, 1 cent on the ground, he'll pick it up, he'll be very attracted. Oh, I found a penny. But a rich man, he might feel it's even worth bothering, not even worth bending over to pick it up. Not even a dime will he pick up. I think it's not worth my time to pick up a dime. A dime means 10 cents. So one who is tasting the pleasure of Krishna consciousness, he has no interest in the pleasures of this material world. So now the obvious question is this. How do we become Krishna conscious? We are members of the Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because we are members of the Society for Krishna Consciousness, that means that we are supposed to be Krishna conscious. But yet, if we honestly look inside our own heart, what do we find there? Do we find an ocean of unlimited nectar? Or do we find a garbage dump? Is it? You understand? We're supposed to have an ocean of unlimited nectar within. But instead we find a garbage dump filled up with various nasty things. Such as kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. So you may say, well, I thought there was an unlimited pleasure within, so what's this? Does this prove that philosophy is wrong? Krishna is wrong in the Bhagavad Gita? That the liberated soul is enjoying unlimited happiness within his heart. Well, that is the difference between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. So what it means is that the members of the Krishna consciousness movement who were seriously cultivating Krishna consciousness, they are in what we call in English rehab, rehabilitation training. In other words, that unlimited reservoir of happiness is there. But right now it's covered by that garbage, you see. Chaita darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairva chandya karatar vidavadum vidavadu jivanam anandam buddhi varadanam pratipadam pranamritas vadanam sarvatmasnapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Because it cleanses away all of these pollutants that are contaminating the reservoir of pleasure within the heart. Just consider like this, there's some beautiful reservoir of water in the countryside. Clear, pure, wonderful water. And then some factory comes and builds their factory right on the edge of that lake and they contaminate the lake, you see. Six different factories come and set up along that lake, you see. There's a lust factory, a greed factory, you see, an anger factory, an illusion factory, a madness factory, and an envy factory, and they all dump their pollutants into that lake, you see. So the reservoir's pleasure is still there, but it's completely polluted by these polluting agents, you see. So how will you clean up the reservoir? Make it a wonderful reservoir of pleasure once again. You got to shut down those damn factories, you see. Therefore, no illicit sex. No intoxication. No meat eating. And no gambling. And try to purely chant the names, you see. Avoiding the 10 offenses. By making this all-out attack on the polluters of the reservoir of pleasure, we can shut those rascals down and put them out of business, you see. Clean up the environment. Devotees are the original environmentalists. Because we are at work to clear out the polluting agents of the heart. Actually, it is said that as within, so without. Whatever you have within, that's going to manifest externally. Just like if you truly love someone, you'll deal with them in a loving way. And if you hate them, then you'll deal with them in a hateful way. Whatever is within manifests externally, you see. They say a fool is not understood until he opens his mouth, you see. He may appear to be very learned. He may have a PhD from Oxford University. But as soon as he opens his mouth, you can understand he's a complete idiot. You see? So whatever is within, it becomes manifested without. So someone who has actually cleaned up their heart, they will always manifest saintly speech and saintly activities. They will always act in a saintly way. If someone is crude and rude, we can understand that their hearts are still contaminated. And if your heart is still contaminated, you can't relish the pleasure of that reservoir because it's still polluted by those six factories. So one has to become very, very conscious of cleaning up the heart so one can actually relish the pleasure within. What is the prime activity for purifying that water? You have to filter out the contaminating agents. Just like there was just in the last day or two, there was a big oil spill in San Francisco Bay in the United States. $58,000 of oil dumped into the bay. Killing the natural wildlife or being killed by it. It was so bad. But they have an oil spill emergency department. They have equipment and they can actually clean the oil out of the water. They've actually extracted 12,000 of those 58,000 gallons have been gathered back. The only problem is this. The other 46,000 gallons which are still out there in the bay, you see, that's the problem. So in the same way, we have, you know, millions of gallons of lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy in the reservoir of our hearts. The good news is we have a filter that we can extract, we can get that stuff out and get rid of it, you see. That is called the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's based on the chanting of the holy names, 16 quality rounds every day, at least. And it's based on your becoming an active participant in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. Dedicating your life for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, if you will chant good rounds and you dedicate your life in the service of Lord Chaitanya, then those polluting agents which are now completely contaminating your heart, they can be cleansed out. And you can have a wonderful reservoir of pleasure within. You can swim for all of eternity in that reservoir of pleasure within. As described in this verse, 5:21, Bhagavad Gita. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Narada Muni, Prabhu?
So when one is engaged in devotional service, he's swimming in this ocean of pleasure, but sometimes something small happened, like on the Vyasa Puja day some mobile phone disappeared, so this is kind of disturbance.
Did you lose it? Was it your inattention? You misplaced it, or what happened?
Yes, maybe lack of attention, or someone took it away.
Someone took it. You have to become expert, that's all. You have to do your service expertly. This world is full of thieves, you know. Mataji and I were in the Brussels airport one time. I had my luggage on one of those little carts. And I just turned for a second to talk to someone. I looked back and there was a man. He had his hand on my car getting ready to walk away with him. And then when I turned, he walked away. He just left. No, he was standing in line to check our luggage in. That same man, I was looking ahead at the ticket counter. It was behind me. And all of a sudden, somebody tapped me like this on the shoulder. And I turned. And that man, again, he was trying to take a piece of luggage off the curb. If the man behind me, he notified me by tapping me on the shoulder to alert me. If I hadn't been alerted, that luggage would have been stolen. So since that time, I'm very careful whenever I go through airports. I'm always watching the luggage like a hawk, expecting a thief to come at any time and steal it. So we have to be very expert in Krishna's service so we're not disturbed by these things. In Chicago Temple, my driver, he had his computer in the Brahmachari Ashram, and it was stolen out of the Brahmachari Ashram, the computer. So don't be naive when you're in this material world. You have to understand there are thieves everywhere. And you should be very, very careful wherever you go. If someone steals due to your not taking proper care, that is your fault. I heard one report, a devotee in India, the Western technology is very attractive to the local people. One devotee was offering his obeisances in the RT, and he laid his tape deck on the floor, and when he got up, it was gone. In the Western countries, somebody will fall down over a sex attraction. In India, they can fall down over a technological gadget. It's all right now. The board isn't here. He's too tall, though. Yeah, you're blocking. Sit a little here. Sit on the side. You're very tall. All I can see is your head. Yeah, sit here. Let him sit by the wall back in here. Yeah, so he's comfortable. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we have to be very careful. And everything that we do, we have to drive carefully so there's not an accident. We have to understand we're dealing with the property of Krishna, so we have to take very good care wherever we are going. It's all his property. Next question. Yes.
So the word nectar you used is means that we are attracted to Krishna. The word nectar.
What nectar? I don't understand the question.
He says the word you used, nectar, for him it means that one is attracted to Krishna.
Yes, nectar means Krishna consciousness, that's right. Nectar means that much, the most sweet, wonderful, delicious, attractive thing. That is called nectar. So, Krishna means unlimited nectar. So, if you want to taste nectar every minute, you must chant Hare Krishna 24 hours daily. And then you will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. Do you like to enjoy? Do you like to be happy? Do you like to be happy? Then you must always remember Krishna. And then you will always be very, very, very happy. Is that all right? Do you agree to always think of Krishna? Yes or no?
Sometimes agree, but most of the times I agree. Yeah.
Most of the time. Well, that's good. Now you have to increase the amount of time that you remember Krishna. Try to remember him more. Always try to remember him more and more and more and more and more. You just have to remember how beautiful is Krishna. He's standing on the bank of the river Jamuna with his beautiful threefold bending form. Radharani is there. Krishna is playing on the flute. The peacocks are there. The lotus flowers are there. The beautiful full moon night of the Sharad season is going on. The forest is full of the most beautiful, wonderful aromatic flowers. Everything is beautiful and wonderful. And Krishna is inviting you to come there and experience it with him. Would you like to go and visit Goloka Vrindavan? I will give you a ticket. Would you like to come? You want to come to Goloka Vrindavan? If I give you a ticket, will you come?
Oh yes, I will go.
Very good. So, are you ready for the ticket? Now I will give you the ticket. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra every day, then you will go back to Goloka Vrindavan. And you will see Krishna with your own eyes. And you can talk to Krishna. And Krishna will talk to you. And he will give you a sweet ball. The most delicious sweet ball you've ever had. He will give it to you. Next question. Yes. Hayagriva Prabhu.
If our duties in our job does not allow us to directly remember Krishna, for example, if we translate some text which is not related to Krishna, so how to connect this?
What do you mean it's not related to Krishna? Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. You do not think that everything is related with Krishna? You do not know that everything is related with Krishna? Bhumirapo nalovayu pangmanorubarevacha. Every single atom and molecule contains Krishna. Even the subtle mental and intellectual platform, Krishna is there within every aspect of it. Krishna is all pervasive. If you're reading some technical manual, Krishna is within the paper. He's within every atom of that page. He's within the ink. He's even existing within each and every subtle concept. Do you think that there is anywhere where Krishna is not present? Are you not studying Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is present everywhere. And how will you realize he is present? Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad jdohosi dadatsi yat tapashashi konteya tash kadutvash padarpa tat karushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, you offer to Krishna. So, do they pay you for that job? So, you must give the money to Krishna. As much as you, whatever extra money you have, you give that to Guru and Krishna. Or you give it to the temple, you see. Support ISKCON. When your Guru comes, you can contribute to help with his travel expense. And you can help us to fund the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. You see? So in this way, by offering the fruit of that activity, your job to Krishna, that way you will feel connected with Krishna because it becomes a service. But if you simply keep the income from your job for yourself, then you'll never feel connected with Krishna by doing the job. As much as possible, you must give the fruit of your work to support the activities of ISKCON. And then you will have a reason to go to work. Simply working to maintain your body, that's no fun. But if by your work you can support ISKCON, then you will feel very good. You will see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. When you go to your office, you will see, ah, this is the energy of Krishna. Let me offer this company in the service of Krishna. By working very expertly, so they pay me as much as possible. So I can make more money for my Guru Maharaj and for ISKCON. Just like there's one lady, she thought, well, how can I serve my Guru? He said, well, get a job. So she gives $30,000 a year to her Guru. He works a job just for her Guru. The husband is earning enough to cover the family expenses. So the wife goes to work simply 100% Guru Seva. Every penny, I think, goes to the Guru. I'm not sure, but I think so. She took the work simply to give every year, I think, was it 30,000? I forget, some big number. Tens of thousands of dollars she gives every year to her Guru Maharaj. Just from work, she works a job just to give her Guru Dakshina. So in this way, if one works in a mood of serving ISKCON, then one will feel how one is connected with Krishna at every minute. One will not feel disconnected at one's job. So take whatever is necessary to cover your material needs, especially for those who are married with children. They have more needs. They should take whatever is necessary to cover their personal needs, and then the rest should be given for the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. In this way we will feel connected in our work, you see. It won't be depressing to go to the office. It'll be enlivening, exciting. Another day to serve Guru and Krishna by making money. Is it? Any other questions? All right. You raised your hand higher than he did, so I'm recognizing you. He raised his hand higher than you did. The son outdid the father, you see. Your hand went like this. His hand went like this. So he defeated you in competition. Okay.
So since Krishna is in every heart, but he is also in the spiritual world, does it mean that my heart is also the spiritual world?
Your heart is not the spiritual world, but the spiritual world is in your heart. That's a fact. Your heart does contain the spiritual world within it. That's a fact. Now you just have to learn the art of how to get in there. Right now your consciousness is distracted by the external world, the external energy. By chanting Hare Krishna and serving Guru, taking shelter of Guru, then you will learn how to connect with the spiritual world within your heart. So, when we talk about ticket to go back to Godhead, you don't have to travel very far, actually. Because the spiritual world is already there within you. You just have to learn how to get in there. That's so the spiritual master, he will take you there. You have to take shelter of the spiritual master. You have to qualify yourself to become initiated. What is your age now?
Six.
So you should qualify yourself. Within, by the time you're 12, you should be initiated. You should qualify yourself to be a very good disciple of the spiritual master. So in this way, the guru will train you how to actually enter into that spiritual world which you have there within your heart at this very minute.
Говорихме за мисията на Бог Чайтания. Сега Гуру Махарадж знае колко са наши, какъв е нашия капацитет и все пак какво би ни поръчал да направим до следващото мое за разпространяване на святото име.
You spoke about the mission of Lord Chaitanya for spreading the Sankirtana movement. So, what can we here do until your next visit to Gaudiya?
Build this community by wonderful loving relationships, more and more and more amongst all the members. Find ways to come together as much as possible and do things together. I want you to create a network of people so that every night when I come back, this room will be filled up, completely packed every night. Find ways to do things together as devotees and then encourage people to become serious about spiritual life, to come and hear from the spiritual master, to become disciples of the spiritual master. These things are very, very important for everyone. You see, to become very serious, to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. You have to preach as much as possible within the community devotees and the newcomers also. The more that people are eager to hear the lectures, the more I'll be encouraged to spend time here. For example, there should have been a whole lecture schedule worked out and advertised, and there's not even a poster here advertising my lecture schedule. Anybody comes, there's not even a poster on the wall advertising my lecture schedule. Some people may come, just like the newspaper people came here. No one even tried to introduce them to the spiritual master for an interview. They were here taking pictures during Govardhan Puja. No one said, well, there's a spiritual master here. Would you like to have an interview with the spiritual master? We made a big arrangement in Burgas for the media to come. But the media came here and we didn't do anything with them.
They said that last time they actually took interview from you, the same media, they said that last time they took interview from you, and they, because their internet newspaper, they will have some more other questions you can answer there on the internet.
And when will the questions be coming?
This was one of the intentions that when we discussed about his idea to use this email address to put questions.
So when will the questions be coming?
Now they're loaded with much service, but soon...
All right, so sooner the better. So the idea is we have to create a wonderful... Well, I really want to see this community to become very strong and tight-knit community. Do everything you can to have... In other words, just like when you have home programs, it's a very good thing. If people aren't... we had a home program last night, the place, his apartment was packed with people. The more you can have programs and distribute prasadam nicely to the people, freely, then that will be very attractive. The more there can be programs here, programs in homes, regular programs going on where everyone comes together regularly, that's very important. And this will create a wonderful feeling. So just try to come together as much as possible with all the members, as much as possible. And this will create a feeling of community here amongst the devotees. That's the most important thing you can do. Any other questions? Yes.
It's difficult for him to understand when actually the super soul is talking to us, or like we say, we have intuition, and when it is simply our mental speculation.
Yes, this is a problem that everyone has. That's why you require a spiritual master fully surrendered to him. Because the spiritual master is the external manifestation of the super soul. If you try it on your own to figure out what's my mind and what's the super soul, you'll never figure it out. You see, it's not possible. Because you are meant, according to the great acharyas, you are meant to have an acharya, a guru. If you're trying to do it on your own, you're going about it the wrong way. You'll never be successful. You have to fully surrender to the spiritual master, who is the external manifestation of the super soul. And then by being surrendered to the spiritual master, then you will always be connected with the super soul, and you'll be free from the influence of the mind. Automatically. So simply take shelter of the spiritual master. That's all you have to do. Do whatever he says, whatever instructions he gives you, fully surrender and follow those instructions. Always remember his instructions and always try to carry them out in all times, places and circumstances. By doing this, you'll be perfectly connected with the super soul at every minute. You will never connect with the super soul directly. But you will connect through the medium of the spiritual master. The spiritual master will directly connect you with the super soul. You cannot connect yourself, but the Guru can.
They need to bring the prasadam. They need the key for the room. He's speaking in our daily life when we try to figure out what will be the best course of action for something, daily activities. He's speaking about these things.
Yes, your first business, the first thing is you prepare yourself for initiation. That's your first, if you're actively trying to get ready for initiation, then you're on the right track. Then you'll have the intelligence how to do everything right. In other words, everything you're doing should be for that purpose. You should do it in such a way that it's moving you closer to initiation. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. How many rounds do you chant every day now?
16.
You're following all four principles? That's very good. How long have you been doing them?
Since more or less since your last coming here.
So, do you want to become initiated? Do you have a particular guru you'd like to be initiated by?
We'll see.
Undecided yet?
He's not perfectly sure.
Undecided yet? Okay. So you need to come to that decision. You need to ask Krishna and Prabhupada to help you. You need to pray for their help, their guidance. Because this is in the form of Maya. This is a way that Maya tricks you into not surrendering. By always being wandering around the ISKCON shopping mall. Without ever purchasing. You understand? You keep shopping for a guru, shopping. Well, should it be Sankarshan Das? Should it be Bhakti Bhai Baba? Should it be Dhanavir, Jaya Pataka? You know, and you're always shopping and you never settle on one. It's Maya's way of keeping you from not surrendering.
So if the goods on the shopping is very, very qualitative, I mean, high quality is the goods in the shopping center. So what to do?
If you're hungry, what do you do? You go to the restaurant district and you check out, well, there's this restaurant, there's that one. So how long are you going to keep shopping before you decide which restaurant to go to? You'll die of hunger if you don't choose one. So you can spend a little time shopping, but you can't keep shopping forever. You'll die of hunger. Srila Prabhupada says in the Nectar Devotion, unless you're initiated, your service is not, you're not connected with Krishna. So how long do you want to remain disconnected? You're saying, I'm hungry, I'm down in the restaurant district. Well, there's a Mexican restaurant, there's a Greek restaurant, there's a Krishna Prasadam restaurant. The point is, don't shop forever. Here's what you should do. You should understand what is the purpose of having a spiritual master. Is it for prestige? What is the purpose of having a guru? That's what you have to know. The purpose of having a spiritual master is to become connected with the previous acharyas and with Krishna. That's all. It's someone who can connect you with Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati and the whole disciplic succession all the way back to Krishna. So you should be studying in a very practical way. Which guru is going to give me the best connection with Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas? In other words, which one is going to give me the best practical guidance of how to be engaged in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day? That's what you have to see. Actually, in terms of your specific needs, you should have a private darshan with me. I can work out a program of how you can do everything in such a way that's good for your Krishna consciousness. So we have to schedule an appointment with me so I can give you some practical guidelines. When's a good time? Tonight? Do you miss tonight? Can we squeeze it in? Yes or no? Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll end the class here pretty soon and you can have a private darshan. We'll talk about the practical aspects of your life, how to make them proper to Krishna, for Krishna consciousness. Okay, last question.
Старшите ентусиазираха, по-младшите и всички убеждаваха, че трябва да се приеме посещение при този духовен учител. Сега започнаха да идват много духовни учители. Има различни хора, които са получили посещение при различни учители. И се получава малко един момент, в който един ученик на един учител иска да придърпа към своя духовен учител, че някакви път извършват оскърбление към друг духовен учител. Какво да правим в този случай?
So few years ago, the situation in Bulgaria was that there was only one spiritual master who was visiting. So he had his disciples, and they were encouraging each other, and whoever wanted to be initiated, they would advise him to take shelter of this spiritual master.
Right.
But nowadays, there are many actually senior devotees, spiritual masters who are visiting Bulgaria, and so the situation is that we have many devotees here who are disciples of different spiritual masters, and sometimes they are trying to attract other people to their spiritual masters.
Yeah, there's a tendency that everyone wants, you know, make disciples for their guru. It's a natural sentiment. Actually, a Shastric injunction. You're supposed to make disciples for your spiritual master. That's what Prabhupada said. So it's a little transcendental competition.
Sometimes these dealings are not very correct.
No, it has to be transcendental competition, not mundane. Because we're doing it to please Prabhupada. Just like the Sankirtan marathon, you see, everyone wanted to be the top temple. Or in the temple, everybody's going out and everyone wants to win the book distribution marathon. So the competition has to be clean. You can't do it dirty, you see. In other words, if you try to sabotage somebody else's preaching, then that's dirty competition. Competition is okay, but it has to be clean. It can't be dirty, where you actually badmouth someone else and commit Vaishnava Parad. Because we have to remember that we have to give all respect to all the gurus. They're all great souls. And we have to please Prabhupada. And we have to respect if somebody has a desire to be a disciple of Swami X, you know, Swami XYZ or whoever, you know. Then we have to respect that and encourage him in that sentiment. We shouldn't try to train someone's heart. Sometimes that happens to people who are aspiring to be my disciples. They go to the temple authority and want to get a letter of recommendation. The temple authority say, what? Initiated by a grihastha? You should become a disciple of a sannyasi, not a grihastha. But actually, I'm not a grihastha, I'm a vanaprastha. There's a difference. But when I had a disciple, a law student, who wanted to be, I made this person a devotee, and then I told them to go to the nearest temple. And then they asked for a recommendation letter, and they said, "No, everyone here gets initiated by this one. What are you doing? This person won't even, you never even see this person. They'll never come here if you get initiated by Sankarshan Das Adhikari." The temple president made so much propaganda against me because he wanted everyone to become disciples of his guru, you see. This is wrong. We have to give all respect. If someone is attracted to a certain guru, we should encourage them. You see? Just like if I have a disciple who's, you know, his wife wants to be initiated by someone else, I don't try to tell the husband, well, you got to convince your wife to become my disciple. I would never do that. Everyone should be encouraged to take initiation from the guru that inspires them the most. That's all. But within the scope of that proper honor and respect, we can compete. It's okay. Because there are some people who haven't made up their minds yet. And you can glorify your own spiritual master. And explain how much he helps you and blesses you in every way, at every minute. Do you understand? But don't try to turn someone who already has an attraction, who already feels that they want to be someone else's disciple. You should never should give them all encouragement in that relationship. But those who have not yet decided, you can tell them how wonderful. Give them your sales pitch, how wonderful your experience is with your spiritual master.
тези, които още не са решили, ти може да им направиш реклама колко прекрасно.
Encourage them to hear from your spiritual master.
И да ги окуражиш да слушат.
And see what they think.
И да видиш те какво ще решат.
See if they also become inspired just as you are inspired.
Дали те са толкова вдъхновени, колкото и ти си вдъхновен.
Any other questions? I said that was the last one, so now I got to keep my word. Otherwise, I'm not a Brahmin. But she's never asked a question ever. I'll make a special exception for her. She's,
oh, she just wants to say that the lecture, your lecture on Friday on the other center was very, very enlivening, very inspiring.
Oh, I'm very happy you're inspired. What lecture? What center was? Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm very happy that you were enlivened. Would you like to always be inspired and enlivened? Yes. So, you should take more and more instructions from me then. I can give you all good guidance how to become a pure devotee if you take more and more instructions from me. So you should also come for a darshan, and I'll give you personal guidance on how you can become advanced in Krishna consciousness. I don't know if do we have time for two meetings tonight? What do you think? No? No? Yes or no?
You can check how much time you're going to spend with one. If they can go together.
All right, both come in together and I'll talk to them. All right. So then after you can come tonight for darshan also. All right, we'll stop here. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.